One of the prime mitzvos that we have on Pesach, besides the positive mitzvos that we have at the Seder night, we have two mitzvos regarding chametz: a mitzvah esei and a mitzvah los esei. The mitzvah esei is tashbisu, as it says in Pasuk Tezvav. That you have to get rid of chametz. You can't own chametz. Not only you can't eat chametz, you can't own chametz. And the Gemara in Sachem and Daf Hey right here has a whole discussion explaining that Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. It means Erev Pesach. Yom Rishon means the day preceding Pesach, Erev Pesach. The Gemara gives a whole bunch of proofs to that. One proof is Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eidat Tzarech Harehu Omer Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbishu Sorem B'Vatechem Uksib Kol Melocha Lo Tasu. In other words, you got to get rid of chametz. On the other hand, you have to, according to one opinion, you have to burn chametz. So how are you able to burn chametz? Isn't that a melocha? So it must be that it's not referring to the first day of Yontif, it's referring to Erev Yontif. And there's a whole, this is only one opinion in the Gemara. All the opinions in the Gemara agree that it's referring to Erev Yontif. The only shaila is where to learn it from. But everyone agrees that we can spend, especially Rabbi Akiva's opinion is a very interesting opinion. A lot of questions asked about that, but let's leave it as is. Erev Yontif. And then there's also a lav, Bal Yeroa, number two. Matzos Yochel Shivat Yomim Lo Yeroa Lecha Chometz Lo Yeroa Lecha Sor B'Chol Gvulecha. So it's a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah los essay. A mitzvah essay to get rid of the chometz, and a los essay that you shouldn't own the chometz. I meant to put in the Ran. You can look on Daf Aleph on the Aleph. In the Dapei Harif in Pesachim, says that he thinks the reason why the Torah asked owning chametz is because chametz is something that's so rogyal to be part of our home and our cabinets, and always eating chametz. So if you're going to come to own it, you might come to eat it. Very simple. As the Shachar likes to quote the Lekach Tover of Yosef Engel, where he says that even though normally a siag is a derabbanan, asu siag l'torah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, for example, the first Mishnah in Shas, says that even though according to one opinion, Kriya Shema you could say the whole night, but you should say it by Chatzos, because if you're going to say it the whole night, you're going to go into the morning, and then once you hit the morning, it's already too late. So, Asiyad. So, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole list of, does the Torah ever do such a thing like that? Make a siyag for itself. So, he gives you a whole, so his first on the list is this idea of Bal Yeroa and Tashbisu not to own chametz, because if you're going to own it, you'll come to eat it. So, technically speaking, and this is really the preferred way of doing it, is to get rid of your chametz, to be prudent. And like my wife just asked me the other day, how many boxes of Cheerios do you think we'll consume before Pesach? So whether it's kedai, because we have the minhag that we don't sell chametz, we get rid of chametz. Things that are real chametz. A lot of things we have that are not chametz. All the toothpaste and not everything that doesn't have a kosher Pesach hechsher is technically chametz, even though we're not going to usually eat it because we usually only eat things that have a hechsher. But not everything is chametz. But things that are chametz you should get rid of. You shouldn't. This idea that people just like to take the easy way out and just sell it all and just pack up the bags and go to wherever they go, it's not necessarily, I'm not saying you violate an Aveira, but it's not really the the spirit of the law. According to some, it's not even the letter of the law, but according to most, it could be the letter of the law. It's probably not the spirit of the law. We should try to get rid of chametz before Pesach. A person has a store, he owns one of these local stores here, so he's not going to get rid of, it's going to be a hefty, he can't have his business. But the most private homes, a lot of things, if you're prudent before, you could do it in a good way, and by Pesach time you wouldn't have much to do, and then the rest you can give to goyim who are doing you favors or something like that. Go down the hall, we have people, and get rid of the chametz. Really, get rid of the real chametz. And again, things that are a lot of things that are not chametz that you can keep with them, even though they're not have hechsher there, But things that are really chametz, we should try to get rid of. There's an opinion of the Ritva. Now, I'm not going to fool you to say that this opinion is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not the opinion that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but it's an opinion that I like, this Ritva. And the Ritva says, again, it's not, so don't tell anybody that, they're not doing right because of the Ritva, because this Ritva is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. But it's still the opinion of the Ritva. And the Ritva says, and you look on the second, third, fourth line. Fifth line, actually. Shalo Yarim. The line that begins Shalo Yarim. Havim herim v'hu rogi lasos kei b'chol ha-shonim l'mkor v'goi kodem ha-pesach l'ito l'achar pesach kansinele. Chivas chametz is really meant you were stuck one time. You were under, like the case in the Gemara, you were on the boat and you had your chametz and you don't know what to, So you were stuck, so you sell it to the goy. But you're in, you're out. So he says, he thinks that's not proper. In Herim, Rogel Asos came b'chol ha-shonim, Limkor l'goy kodem ha-pesach, Lito l'achar pesach, Kansinele, Osho lo, v'chol Yisrael l'achar pesach. Sha'asu, Kivu chomech shal Yisrael, Amukum v'shosh. So that's the opinion of the Ritva. Again, not to give anyone a guilt trip, but... there's what to say for this Ritva, I think that's what the halacha had in mind. But again, it became normative. I wrote a sefer on Minhagim a year ago, so I have a chapter on because people think like it's a minhag to sell comics. That's part of your psyche of sell the comics. So, but it's not really a minhag, as I quote from whoever I quote, Michas Aaron, whatever. But again, for some people it's too hard and this, so that's the way they should go and sell the chametz. But the preferred way is not. Okay, now I'd like to say a Dvar Halacha on chametz, on the Isser of chametz, and tie it into some Hashkafa, and we'll see where we go. There's a famous Rambam. Number four. So the Rambam says, we know there's a halacha. Anyone who learned Masechta Makkos knows that there is a halacha that if you have a lav in the Torah, lo sochol nevela, lo sakiv pas roshcha, all the lav in the Torah. So what's the general rule? Lav sheyesh bo maisa is lokin alav. If you do it with a maisa, like you eat nevela, you get malchus. Lav she'ein bo ma'isa, but if there's no ma'isa, it's just shave al tasa. It's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So lav she'ein bo ma'isa, ain lo kin olof. Right? It has to be lav she'yesh bo ma'isa. So the Rambam says. So what's bal yiroa? Which one is it? So the Rambam says it depends. Look, says the Rambam. Halacha gimel number four. Ein lo kin mishum lo yiroa v'lo yiratze amkeim kana chametz v'pesach. O chimtzu k'dei she'yasa bo ma'isa. But if you went ahead and bought chametz on Pesach, then it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa and you get malchus. But if you had chametz before Pesach and you didn't get rid of it, so then you didn't do any ma'isa. That's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Even if you had chametz kodem Pesach, uvo Pesach v'lo bi'oro, elanichu b'shuso, avol pi she'ovar al shnei lavin, even though you violate bal yirah, ein lo kem natorim neshalo osa b'ma'isa, umakin osa makas magis. So you don't get any, you don't get malchus. Maybe midrabbanan this thing, but there's no malchus. So that seems very, very straightforward. Very straightforward. That it's lavsh. It depends how you did it. You did it with a ma'isa. You did it without a ma'isa. If you did it with a ma'isa, you bought chametz for Pesach, or you caused something to rise. So you malchus. Not that. That's the famous Rambam. So there's a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Hey in Masechta Pesachim, which discusses the dinim of Pesach Sheni and wants to know which halachas of Pesach Sheni are transferred over from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Right, so the Gemara has a whole discussion. And the Gemara says that there are three categories. There's Mitzvah Esei, Mitzvah Los Esei, and there's Lav Shenitach Le'Esei, that you have by Pesach, and some apply to Pesach Sheni, and some don't apply to Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, what's the example of Lav Hanitach Le'Esei? So the Gemara here says the Lotasa on page 3 on the top line. The Lotasa Shanitah Lase Lotasa Gomel Chaya the Mitzvah Matzos were Ma'ika Marbi Sliyech Reparti Ma'kemer Shpasasor. So the Gemara says, you have to see the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says that the example of a losas shenitach le'esei is bal yirah. Bal yirah is the example, because bal yirah is a concept of lav shenitach le'esei. Lav shenitach le'esei means that sometimes you violate a lav, and then the Torah says there's a mitzvah essay to rectify the lav. That's called a lav shenitach le'esei. Like for example, nosar. If you leave the korban over, it becomes nosar, so ba'esh tisrofu. So nosar happens to be a lav shein bo ma'isa. But there's some opinions say lav shein bo ma'isa also loke. But still, even according to those opinions, you're not going to get malchus on nosar because ba'esh tisrofu. There's a mitzvah essay that's misakin. So the Gemara there in Tzadi Hei says that that Bal Yeroa is an example of a lo sasesh of nitach le'esei, because there's tashvisu, there's a mitzvah of tashvisu. So if you violate a bal yeroah, so you can do tashvisu. So it's a lav hanitach le'esei. So the Mishnah Lamelech asks the Kash and the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that if you do bal yeroah b'maisa, if you buy chametz v'pesach, or you chimso b'yadayim, you do lo sasesh with a ma'isa, you get malchus, but even with a ma'isa, you shouldn't get malchus. Why? Because the lav hanitach le'esei, and that's the Ferish in the Gemara in Tzadi Hei. So that's the. So therefore, even if you, because the, if you violate bal yirah, so there's still a mitzvah of a lot of tashbisa. Get rid of it. So that's just like by Nosa. You buy a Nosa, there's by Ishta Srofu. So whenever there's a lav hanitach le'esei, a lokin a lav. So therefore, even if you bought chametz for Pesach, you nonetheless should not get malchus. So there are various different answers that are given to this kasha. I mean, the Rabbi Yonason Sachs, he loves to say over the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel gives a simple answer. He had a different girsa in the Gemara. He had a whole, you see, parentheses, he didn't have the whole lav hanitach le'esei. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, you'll see on the page there that he had a whole different girsa. So of course, if you say like that, then there's nothing to talk about. But there are. So that's that answer basically negates the question. I don't know if it necessarily negates the question totally, because still you have to. Of course, it is a lav, and the Tosis, and if you look on where it says Bamidbar, Parshas Balos, on the bottom, the last three lines, the Ri says the Feirish that we paskin that it's a lav shenitach le'esei. Because the Ri says, this famous shita, Hamasha chametz al manas levara. Say a person has chametz in his house on Pesach, but he can't get rid of it this second. He doesn't have the whereabouts. But he's holding it on, not to keep it, but to get rid of it. But he'll need time to get the wood, to get the fire, to get the, you know. So you don't say the clock is ticking every second. But as long as it's Yamasha al manas levaro, is ain't over a love. And Tosus explains, because it's a love hanitak le'aseh. The Shagatari has a whole long piece, because l'chor lav hanitak le'aseh just means ain't loke. It doesn't mean that it's mutter to do. He's not sure that there's no Isser also. So that's a whole big discussion. But Tosus Shita clearly is that Bal Yerah is a lav hanitak le'aseh, and the Gerso and Sadi Hey was that the lav shanitak le'aseh. Okay, so what's with the Rambam? So some Achronim say, number six, that if you look in the Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara in Makkos has a concept of lav hanitak le'aseh, but it also has a concept of lav shekdomo esei. What does lav shekdomo esei mean? It's like this. Say, for example, Nosar, right? So Nosar, when is the esei ba'esh tisrofu? If you leave it over to the morning, then ba'esh tisrofu. So the esei only kicks in once you do the avera, right? So then the whole point of the esei is to misaking the avera. But sometimes you can have a mitzvah's essay that can be misakin the Aveira, but the mitzvah's essay really is also before you do the Aveira. Preventive mitzvah's essay. By Nosar, it's not preventive, because you only burn it once it becomes Nosar. But say, for example, it says if you come into the machane and you're tamei, so you have to leave. You shalchum in a machane, right? You just read about Saruah, Yishalchu ben Amachal, lo yitamus machaneim. So that halacha applies, in other words, it's not only when you violate the Isser. The Isser of Yishalchu ben Amachane is even, if you tell me not to go in. So the lav, in other words, it's not only a rectifying essay, it's a preventive essay. Because don't go in the first place. So some achronim point out the same thing by Tashbisu. When is Tashbisu? It's not, the Iker Tashbisu is when? Erev Pesach. So the mitzvah Tashbisu was not made to rectify a lav. It was made, the Iker what? To prevent the lav from coming into the first place. It could also maybe rectify the lav, but the concept of lav anitak le'aseh, perhaps some achronim point out, based on this Gemara, is only on a mitzvah's essay that only comes about if you to correct the lav. But if it's a mitzvah's essay that is also exists to prevent the lav from having in the first place, then that's not lav anitak le'aseh. And that's how some Stipel quotes this from some achronim to say like that. And that would be. So if you say like that, again, it wouldn't work in with the Gemara and Sadi Hey, but that could be another possibility of why it's not called the Lav Hanitak Le'aseh. There's a tshuva number 7 of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda, you know, the Noda B'Yehuda's tshuvas, all of them probably are written to other Gedolim. Like the Chassam. See, Rav Moshe Feinstein, his tshuvas were written to all interesting type of people. You didn't have to be the Gadol Hador to be in the Igros Moshe, to be, some people were, but some were not. You know, all interesting type, but the tshuvas achronim of the Noach Chassam Sofer and the Noach Yehuda were basically all other big Avbezden of here, which we never heard of, because we didn't necessarily write Sfarim or things like that, but they were big Anoshim Gedolim. That so the Shoyal, the Noda B'Yehuda, is also what to talk about. So the Shoyal in Noda B'Yehuda discusses, he says, Mechtovo Higiani, the Cholomoid, over. Last Cholomoid. And Vaz Hayadi Atsuras Machmas Hamoid. I was busy. Vachshav Afki Kvar Sevuni HaTalmidim, Bnei HaYeshiva. Now the Talmidim are back, so I'm also busy. the Liman Halacha of Toisus Kedarko Kam Haskel Techa Harmoed. He says during Chol Hamoed was busy with the Yontif. Now I'm busy with the Talmidim, so I don't really have time to answer you, but I'll give you an answer. Techa Vacha Shalom Vatal Talmid Kalki Rabin Pain. Aval Chvod Malosha Marti Kuzba Belimud Talmidim Gami Zelo Aniach. In other words, I have to take care of the Balabatim also, or the other Rabbanim who are asking questions. So he says that, so this person, as Rabbi Sobolovsky once pointed out, this the Shoyal says that maybe, this would be a simple answer to the whole question, that maybe Tashbisu was only on Erev Yom Tov. The Mitzvah's answer of Tashbisu, Achba Yom Arishon. Who says it applies to the rest? Of course you have to get rid of chametz if you have it, but that's not out of the mitzvah's essay of tashmisu. That's why you shouldn't violate Baal Yerah. But the mitzvah's essay of tashmisu maybe is only Achba Yom Arishon. More than what we said before, that when we say Galav Shekidmo essay, means that it's maybe on Yontif and on Erev Yontif. But this is saying, the Shoylan, another view that says, maybe the mitzvah's essay of tashmisu is only Achba Yom Arishon. The fact that you have to destroy chametz on Pesach itself, if you're left over, that's mitzad that you shouldn't continue violating Baal Yerah, but there's no special mitzvah tzeset. So the Shoylod Nodeh Behuda says, so that's the pshat. That there's no, it's not a lav hanitak essay. The essay is not on, once you violate Baal Yerah, there's no mitzvah tzeset anymore. You still have to get rid of it, not mitzad mitzvah tzeset, but mitzad that you shouldn't continue violating Baal Yerah. So that's what the Shoyal said to the Nodeh Behuda. So he doesn't buy it in the Nodeh Behuda. He named me Olam Lo Nistaket Take Adam Bezeh. That's his Zul Shaycha Kol Yimei Pesach. He thinks it's not true. He thinks that we learn now from the Limud that Erev Pesach means Erev Pesach and Huadin the rest of the Pesach. So they have. And he wants to bring a proof from the Rambam. He quotes this Rambam here. Look at the Rambam, next thing. Rambam Hilchas Chametz to Matzah Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. What is the Rambam saying? He says, Shebodek HaChametz V'leil HaRbasar or B'yom HaRbasar B'toch HaRegel B'varach Kodin Sheyaskel Livdok. But before you do B'dikas Chametz, you make a bracha Asher Kedushanu B'Sosov Tzivan Al Bira Chametz. You do it the night of. Right? Okay. It wasn't typed the rest, but take a look, three lines, last three lines of another seven. He has it there. The last three lines. Shabodik Achomet Belel Gal or Beyom Dalit, say or Betocha Regel. Say you didn't be Bodik Chomet. You didn't. For some reason, you weren't bodeh chametz before, so you have to be bodeh chametz on Chol Hamoed. And you make a bracha, mevarach kodesh sheyaskei asher kedushanu b'sosov tzivan al bira chametz. Hakol loshon haRambam. So you see that there's a bracha of al bira chametz, even when you do tocha pesach. So now he's saying that we only make, so that he develops before, is we don't make brachas on isur. We don't make a bracha that we don't eat treif. Every time I eat a kosher hamburger, I don't make a shekel shalom b'sosom tzivanu, shalom achol nevelach. Right? You don't make such a bracha. Only on positive mitzvah, al achilas matzah, etc. So if you want to say that tashbisu is only an erev yontif, and the only reason I have to get rid of chametz on yontif itself, on cholamoid itself, is only shekel shouldn't buy it by your earth, so why do you make a bracha? I'll be a chametz. So it must be that the mitzvah tashbisu is really the whole time. That was the Nodeh Behuda's raya against the Shoyal.
But is there only Rambam sheet in it? You make a bracha on Bichonet Chomoyd?
He's mefalpel within the Rambam.
Yes, but I'm saying.
You have to check.
Rashi
was
asking not only the Rambam.
Yeah, could be. But that was one of his proofs. Okay, so let's see what we said so far. We mentioned that the Rambam Shita is that if you buy chametz with Pesach, you get Malchus. If you just had chametz from before Pesach and you didn't get rid of it, so there's no Malchus. So the question that the Mishnah Melech asks is, what about the Gemara in Sadi Hay that says it's a lav shenitak le'aseh. So even if you bought chametz, you shouldn't get malchus. So we mentioned what? There's the shita of what? Of the Rabbeinu Chananel, as Rabbi Yonason Sass mentioned, that doesn't have the girsa of lav shenitak le'aseh. We mentioned that maybe some achronim say that the lav, Bible mentions lav shekidmo le'aseh, because the lava, the essay wasn't only made to rectify, the essay is even from before. Then we mentioned the shoyal, as some of us like to mention, the shoyal in what? In the Noda B'Huda, that maybe Tashbisu is only on Erev Yontif. So now, we can have another approach that the Shagisaryeh has. Okay? Another approach. Number 8. So the Shagisaryeh quotes a Gemara Halach in Temura. So the end of Parshas B'chukosai here, the last line, in Behema Sheikriv Menu Karbal Hashem, Kol HaSheitem Menu Hashem Yakodesh. That's page. Okay, he didn't quote the rest of the pasuk. What does it say? Imameh Yamirenu. In other words, Hayahu Tumuros or Yakodesh. What's the halacha? The halacha is that if a person has a korban, he was makdish the korban, right? And then he says, you know, second thought, I'd rather not have this a korban. I want the other animal to be a korban. So I want the kedusha from here to go to the other animal. So what's the din? So the din is that's a lav daraisa to do that. Lo yachlifenu. V'lo yomir, rabba tov v'tov v'ra. Unbelievable. The lav and the Torah. And what's... And the Gemara says that if you did it, imameh yamirenu, so vayahu utmurosu yakodesh. They're both kodesh. So you thought you were going to get the kedusha from here to here. We tell you that the kedusha stays there, and this animal is kodesh also. Vayahu utmurosu yakodesh. Okay, that's a pasuk in Chumash. So the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, Halacha Aleph, page 4, Kol HaMeimer Loke. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara in Makkos and other places say that what? That usually, Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa, Ein Lokin Alok, right? Because you need a Ma'isa. But here, the Gemara says that Tmura is an exception to the rule. That Tmura is an exception to the rule by what? That Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa, and you still get Malkus. Because Shani Tmura, the Gemara says, the Dibura is Avid Maisa. Because your Dibur created something. Because Hayahu Tmura so Yakodesh. So therefore, even if it's a Lav She'embo Maisa, you get Malchus. Kol HaMeimer, says Rambam, number 4, page 4. Loke al kol behemu ubeima sheyomesh. And Emma lo yachimven of lo yomer also fafu pisha lo asa Maisa. Mipi Hashmua Lomdu Shekol Mitzvus Lo Sase She'en Bo Maisa Ein Loki and Olav Kutvi Nishma Meimer Umkalas Chaver Vashem. Oh, so that's it. So then the Rambam asks Kasha, which he wouldn't have necessarily asked this Kasha, but the Rambam asks the Kasha, isn't Tmur a Lav She'nitak Le'aseh? Why? Look at the third line. Lama Loki Mala Tmura So this is a funny type of lav hanitak le'aseh. Because here, it's not an essay that you really do. In other words, you did the lav, and the Torah pronounces yekodesh. So that's considered like an essay. The Torah pronounces an essay. That's also lav hanitak le'aseh. So therefore, the Rambam Mefakasha, granted, Tmura is a lav she'en bo ma'isa, but it's an exception to the rule that you get malchus. But it still should be lav hanitak le'aseh, because why? Yekodesh. So that's the Rambam's question. How come you get malchus, but it's still a lav hanitak le'aseh? Yekodesh. So what's the answer? So the Rambam develops the yesod here. Mipnei sheyesh ba essay u'shnei lavim. First of all, there are two lavin and only one eser. So that's not enough to, in other words, the two lavin and only one eser. Lavin itak lesei means there's one lav and one eser. So the eser rectifies the lav. Here, the two lavin, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir. Two lav and one eser. That's one. For od, she'ein lav sheba shove le'eser. So this is the big yisod that the Rambam develops here. Is that the lav and the eser have to be equal scope. What do we mean? Because he says like this, Shatzibur vashut ven ein osim tmurim imiru, avo bishay musarim shalo yamiru. Nim says, Omer shayachit shehemir havi hatmur kodesh, vachil hemir b'shabes lo karboim, vechad am shutven shehemir o shehemir kober sibur, hova v'yesh lo ben shutven sarei zoloke, ve'ein hatmur kodesh. In other words, if you have a shutven, two people own an animal, the shutvus, partnership, they own the animal. And one of them says, I want the kedusha to go from here to there. So he violates the lav, but what? But the yekodesh doesn't apply. So the lav is more expansive than what? Than the essay. Because the lav applies to tzibur and to shutvin, but the essay of Yekodesh, even though it's an essay that's happening by itself, does not. That's the Rambam. So this is a Peferish Rambam. Fascinating Rambam. It's a whole shiur in this Rambam. Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. It's a whole creative thing. The Rambam says that for love, hanitak le'essay, the love and the essay have to be what? Equal in their scope. So if the love is more broad than the essay, then the essay can't rectify the lav, because the lav is more expansive. Here, the lav applies both to a yachid, to a tzibur, to shutfim, that you're not allowed to do this. Say the kedusha comes to the shutfim, well, the korban, they can't do this. But the essay, the yakodesh, only applies to the yachid. It doesn't apply. So therefore, the essay doesn't have the same scope as the lav. That's the Rambam. So comes the Shagasari. The Shagasari is the, you know, classic sefer. We should go back to learn Shagas Aryeh. So every bar mitzvah boy used to say a Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, every bar mitzvah boy. Now you go to a bar mitzvah, you don't hear so many Shagas Aryeh. You have to bring back the Shagas Aryeh to the world. Yeah, the Rav, when he was younger than bar mitzvah, I heard, he used to, Abel said over, he used to teach bar mitzvah boys, prepare them for their Shagas Aryeh. Okay? So, Bez Hashem, your grandchildren, you should teach them Shagas Aryeh so they could stay over for their bar mitzvahs. Great grandchildren. Okay, so the Shagas Aryeh says he has an answer. He has an answer to what? To the Rambam. Why is it leading you to Taklase? Everything the Shagas Aryeh says is brilliant. So that's a given. You know that. Everything he says. Every piece in the Shagas Aryeh is worth gold. So he says like this. Bal Yiroah is a lav. A lav applies to men, to women, to everybody. All Jews. Tashbisu. It's an essay. It's a classic mitzvah, say Shaz Magrama. Right? Now, no one's going to say that a woman can own chametz and pesach, but that maybe is only because of the Bal Yiroah. Doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. So the lav is much more expansive. It's bein anashim, bein nashim. The essay is only anashim. So since the essay is more expansive than the lav, so that's the principle of what? That's the principle of the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that if the mitzvah losa say is more expansive than the mitzvah essay, then you don't say lav ani tatu essay. That's the Shagas Aryeh. Vakati amarti levar ki hani lavin da bal yirah bal yirah sahavi lav shenitak lesei d'shpisu olo nevi divrei Rambam shakosav the lav the tumura. Lo havi nitak lesei mishum she'ein alav shove le'esei sh'atzibu v'ashutven muzhorim ha'atmur v'imimira ena tmur kedush al piyem hachanami yishloma the lavi the bal yira einam shavim lesei. The lavi elu noshim nami musarim aleim. Noshim achayev. The chol mitzvahs lo sase bein shaz van grav meishal alz van grav and noshim chayavos. Kitis nan elu esei the tashbisu lachor nirash einam noshim chayavim ba. Have mitzvahs lesei shayzan van grama the noshim peturas. The came into einam lavim shavim lasot lo havli niklach lesei lo kir aleim. I don't know, does he?
I don't know,
I have to check.
I didn't even know if he did. I mean, it's not just in the list of the question.
Yeah, I mean, look, one could argue and say that this lav is connected with the lo sase, so maybe, and since it is, you know, one could say that, but one could say, you know, whether he says it or not is, you know, it could be, I have to check, but in other words, one could accept what the Shagasari is saying and say the lav and the essay are two different things. So the one is lo sase, so it's chayah for women, and one is a mitzvah. One could say that maybe since it's so connected with the lav, and when anything, and a lav automatically doesn't have the rules of mitzvah, but the Shagasari says not that way.
The Shagasari is
matter
to keep
the chametz
on.
No. Shagasari is saying that Bal Yeroya.
They're not over
Bal Yeroah. They are over Bal Yeroah. Okay. It's a lav. In other words, a lav, no one says that a lav women can violate, even if it's a non-grama. Even if it's non-grama. Okay? No one. A lav, women are chayiv with all lav. Because it's a lav. The concept of non-grama is only mitzvahs essay shas non-grama. What the Shagasari is saying is, the lav of Bal Yeroah applies to men and women. The mitzvah tashvisu only applies to men. That doesn't mean that women have chametz mechpesa, they don't have to get rid of it also. But not midin tashvisu, just midin not to continue violating the law. But bottom line is, it happens to be, parenthetically, but now you mentioned it, you know, the Shagasari has a shita, which in this generation people don't relate to it, but there's a lot to say for it. Shagasari Shita is that you can't carry a lulav or a shofar for women on Yom Kippur, because that's called Hotzar Shalom Tzarech. That's the Shagasari. Yeah, that's the Shagasari Shita. You can't carry a lulav and but Moshe disagrees, whatever, others disagree, but that's the Shagasari. But a lav, he doesn't say. A lav, the fact. Yeah.
Shagasari is correct. Say that a woman doesn't make a bracha for your chametz if she doesn't eat the chametz. They don't make a bracha for women.
Right.
Does
I mean, maybe the Shagasari would tell you that. the Shagasari Shita. Call up the Shagasari. He would probably tell you that. The Shagasari would tell you that women shouldn't reject in the Hanami.
But they don't agree with that.
Okay, then not everyone, you could argue with the Shagasari. You can argue with the Shagasari, but the Shagasari might, in the Hanami, according to your rule, your train of thought, in the Hanami. What? Yeah, Pashas, yeah. Yeah, so he says that. Yeah. Does he say that? Did he say that, or does he say? I have to see. Okay, but that could be wrong. That's a question. How do you count them? Right. Yeah, someone else? Okay. Oh, so now, if you want to bear with me, this you have to tighten your seatbelts for this one. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you over something. If you're with me till now, and this is going to be, okay? I'll tell you where I got this from. This is Sefer Beis Yaakov. Maybe some of you, if you're an old Lower East Sider, maybe you heard of the Sefer. Beis Yaakov was written by Rav Yaakov Fonsgraben. He was a Rebbe in the Shlomo Kluger. Right, that was the other yeshiva, the RJJ and the Shlomo Kluger. The Shlomo Kluger, Rav Yaakov Fonsgraben, Rabbi Blau happened to be related to him. And if you heard of Moshe David Steinwurzel, Zatzal. So he was his like prized Talmud, Rav Yankel. So in the beginning of one of his svarim, the second volume of Beis Yaakov, he starts off with a pilpul. And on this, so I led you to the, to everything till now is without him. Now it's going to be, so listen carefully. And if you don't get it, you don't get it, but it's a brilliant pilpul. First you have to realize there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, number 10, about what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So Gemara says, midaraisa bittul ba'al masagile. That midaraisa, all you have to do is bittul. So Rashi says, Tashbisu loksiv tvaru. Vashbosu b'leiv. So it's interesting. In other words, midaraisa, all you have to do is think that the chametz is afrika alma. So some say it only applies to chametz yadua. Some say it's even chametz yadua. So it's a funny idea that the chametz could be there. Midaraisa, all I have to do is it's all in the mind. You know, everything is in the mind. All in the mind. Afrodara. That's all. That's all the Torah wants. Midaraisa v'bitul ba'al masagi. And you mekayim tashbisu. That's Rashi sheet. And the Rambam says like that also. Shivatel hachomet beliba. And then, midrabanan, you really have to get rid of it. So you shouldn't come to eat it, etc. Midraisa bebitul ba'alma, bitul ba'alma saga. So the mitzvah is, it's not a mitzvah with a maisa. It's just, by the time Pesach comes, you should have in your mind that the chomet is ka'afradara. Tosfos disagrees. Number 11. Tosfos says no. That hashbasa tashbisha means you have to do a maisa. You got to get rid of it. You can't just do it. You can't just do it delayed. Okay, keep that in mind. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether tashbisu is mekuyim, and that's where the famous Milchas Chinuch. The Milchas Chinuch says that maybe according to Tosfos, this is a chiddush. Not everyone has to agree with this. Maybe according to Tosfos, if you don't have chametz, maybe you should even have to buy chametz to get rid to do the maitzah. It's a chiddush. But according to Rashi, the whole mitzvah tashbisu is that you should have in your mind. So therefore, once Pesach sets in, it's already mushbas in your mind. It's not a mitzvah. You shouldn't have. Okay. So he says like this. The Rambam says, number 12. There is a din that you're not. If you owe somebody owes you money, you can't go to his house to take a mashkan, right? But chutz tamod, you got to stand outside. But chutz tamod, isha sheratan no shebo yotzi olecha zava lechutz. Bimish onihu, goes tishkav ba'moto, but then hashayv tishivenu, etc. So the Rambam writes in Paragimel, Hilchos Malvolov, Halacha Dalet, that what if you, on the fourth line, Yunichlas Lebeis Halova, say you went in. Say you went in. Bechutz Tamo, but you didn't follow Bechutz Tamo, you went in. Ein Aloka. Says, Lo Savo Obeiso. You went in. He owed you money, you went in to take a mashka. You went in his house. So you violate a law. Lo savo obeso. So do you get malchus? The Rambam says, no, ain't a loke? Shrei nitak le'ese. Because it says, Hashem tashiv lo esa avot. Kivo Hashemish. So it says, Hashem tashiv. So therefore, it's a law of nitak le'ese. Right? So you know malchus. The Mitzvah says, you don't use base. Lo tushka that the whole pasuk is not quoted, okay? So the Mishnah Melchi has to catch her. But according to the sheet of the Rambam, it shouldn't work out good. Because the mitzvah's essay of Lo Savo El Beso, the Lav rather, is what? Bein Oni Bein Osher. But the mitzvah's essay is only the ish onihu, Hashem.
They don't have to give it back.
So memela, official rach has the kasha. According to the Rambam's Yisod, if the S, the Los Hasei is more expansive than the S A, it's not a Lav Hanitak L'Essay. So then why is it a Lav Hanitak L'Essay? The Rambam himself says the Yisod. And here the Rambam says that it is a Lav Hanitak L'Essay, even though the essay is only by the Oni. And the Losa says even by the Oni on the Yashir. That's the Kasha. So the Tumim, of Yonis and Eibshitz, says the following answer. He says that the klal of the Rambam, that the essay has to be as expansive as the Los Hasei, was only by Tmura, because Tmura is a mitzvah's essay without a maisa. Yekodesh means that the Torah pronounced the kodesh. If the mitzvah's essay has a maisa, then what? So then even if it's not as expansive, but the maisa, you did the maisa, so you masake. The Rambam only said it by a mitzvah's essay of Yekodesh, because the mitzvah's essay Yekodesh is me'elav. He only said it by that type of mitzvah's essay. Because you see Beferish over here, this mitzvah's essay, there's a maisa, even though it's not equally expansive, that's the yisod of the tumor. So it comes from Yankel, that says beautiful. He says the Rambam Lishitoso, who holds that Tashbisu is what? Is without a maisa. It's the lay. So Mamela, so Tashbisu is like what? Murim. So if it's like Tamura, then it has to be equally expansive. So it's not, then it's not allowed Hanitak L'Essay. And Toistus Lishitoso, who holds that it's there's a Maisa, so Mamela, if there's a Maisa, then even if it's not equally expansive, then it's considered Lav Hanitak L'Essay, because then, according to Toistus, it's like Mashka. According to Rambam, Tashbisu is like Tamura, and therefore it has to be equally expansive because it's a essay without a maisa. And according to the Tosfos, that Hashbisu has a maisa, so then anytime there's a maisa, even if it's not equally expansive, it's considered a Lav Hanitak L'Essay, and Memela, then it'll come out that Hashbisu is like Mashka. Whereas according to the Rambam, Hashbisu is like Tumur. That was Rav Yaakov Flan Grabman.
What? What is the original Havamina that should be in the Lav Hanitak?
That what should be?
Going into the house to take a Mashka.
No. It says, don't go in, that's the Lav. The Chutz Tamod. Then he says, but if you went in, so then you have to return it.
But the have to return, what you have to return is the Mashka, regardless of how you got it. But if you go into his house to extricate it forcibly, then the returning it at night doesn't correct that.
The obligation
to return applies to
the
Mishnah.
I
reported
out to you.
Right. Yeah, there was a Mishnah Lelach. Basically, look at the Mishnah Lelach. Elagabi oni, deceiving ish oni hu. Who v'lav de lo sava lebeisu who called. In other words, the concept of returning it, hashet toshiv lo esa avod, is considered. The Rambam says that's considered a lav hanitak l'essay on the b'chutz tamo, even though you always have to give it back, but it's also considered lav hanitak l'essay. That's what the Rambam writes. That's not his. In other words, the Rambam says that hashev tashiv lo as the avok of Hashemesh. That's going on ish anihu lo tshava lo hashev tashiv lo, and the Rambam says that's considered a lav hanitak l'essay. So the Rambam says that's why he's ainu loka. Because even though it might apply in other cases as well, but it applies to this case too. But the scope is different there because that's only by ish anihu. And the lav is... Right.
Yeah, so the Hashem
Tashim will apply even if you don't go with you. It's not really... Right, but that you can ask the Kasha on the Rambam, but the Rambam says that it's a lav hanitak l'essay. So that's maybe you could argue with the Rambam, but the Rambam says it. Right. Okay. I want to just conclude with number 13. This idea that we mentioned before, that You have to get rid of chametz. So it's a strange type of halacha. We said maybe it's a lot, maybe it's a siag doraisa. So others, Rav Kasher has in his sefer, Rav Warman has in his sefer, a parallel between chametz and avodah zara. Chametz and avodah zara. He says, where else in halacha do we have an idea that you can't own something? Well, you can own basar b'chalav, you can own nevela. It happens to be a halacha that you can't do schora. You know, like you can't own a from Jew can't own a McDonald's. Right? You can't own a McDonald's. You can't own a Shtreif restaurant, even if it's not basar b'chalav. Because you can't do schora with machalos asuras, even if they're not asur b'hanah. If they're also b'hanah of the treif, even if they're not also b'hanah, you just serve treif meat. Avodah zara, there's a din lo sovi soei v'el pesecha. That you can't have an avodah. That's here on the pasuk here on an akev in the end, page 6. Sele lo shurv lo sachmur lo sovi tove el pesecha v'yizachem kamo. And in the Balaturim, as Rav Warman points out that if you look in Mishpatim, it says Chol Hashem Mati Alim Shem Alim Achrim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishem Al Picha Ben Eschag Hamatzus Tishmor. And then the Balaturim writes Samech Pesach La Vodazara Lo Mama Vodazara Sur Bahana Lo Sers Chol Shu Av Chometz Pesach Sur Bahana. It was Chometz. All the themes of Pesach has to do with Avodah Zarah. As Rabbi Warren points out, Mishchu Yedeichem in Avodah Zarah. The Torah of Pesach was there Avodah Zarah. As Rabbi Warren points out, the not having chametz in your possession, you have that. Where else do you have a concept of a bittul? As Rabbi Warren points out, bittul. You have bittul Avodah Zarah. Mevatel Avodah Zarah. It's bittul chametz. So clearly, as Rabbi Warren points out, Rabbi Kasher points out, of all these parallels between owning something, owning chametz, the mivatel, isa hanoa, isa mashahu, all these parallels exist in Avodah Zarah. So I think the Musa Haskel to be taken is that when we get rid of chametz, so we should also get rid of Avodah Zarahs in our life. Now, no one today is worshipping stones and sticks, but we have all types of Avodah Zarahs that people worship things, you know. They worship materialism, they worship hero worship, a lot of different unhealthy things that people worship. You know, all people have all types of avodah zarahs that they have. You know, as someone pointed out, people blow things out of proportion. That's an avodah zarah. They take one, like someone once said, if they take one mitzvah and they blow out, that, you know, they blow it out of proportion. You know, all these things are many examples of communal avodah zarahs, of private avodah zarahs that people have. So when we get rid of our chametz, we should also get rid of the avodah zarahs. And it's a lot of it has to do with machshava, what we deify, and what people deify other people. People deify, make hero worships. They don't realize that people, there's no such thing. The Judaism doesn't believe in infallibility. That's not our religion. People can make mistakes. You know, a lot of, you know, whoever they are, they can make mistakes. Instead of just saying, oh, you know, making excuses, people make mistakes. That's human, you know, whoever they are. You don't meet people who don't make mistakes, who don't, and sometimes people just like to cover up mistakes. So just admitting, it was a mistake. Simple. No parents. It was a mistake. It was wrong. And move on. But people don't have that. It's part of the way people are trained in certain circles to think that there's infallibility. You can't question. There's no, that's avodah zarah. That's avodah zarah. As the B'nai Sotcha says, when you do something, l'shem covered, not l'shem servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are all types of avodah zarah. So when you get rid of our chametz, and I told you, whatever you can, you should really get rid of chametz, not just go to the rabbi and pick up you know, with the handkerchief and poof, and it's gone. But really, get rid of chametz if you can. It's not so much of a hefsed. And then get rid of the avodah zarah should be libeinu, and we should all be zocher to a chag hashavah sameach.